It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
We had a code red email come into our inbox the other day. And I knew immediately we had to drop everything else we were doing and give our attention to this.
Okay, but you said it was the other day, so we like waited a couple days to drop everything.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, in radio time is weird.
Okay.
So, and I said it because their message mentioned three little words.
What?
Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, guys, goodness.
This is serious.
Yeah.
When a listener's having a Taylor emergency, we are obligated to get involved.
That's the rule.
So, Taylor emergency, I like it.
So let's talk to Curtis about it. Curtis, welcome to the Taylor Swift emergency help room. Are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, kind of, but kind of not.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Are you? Wait, Curtis, are you the Swiftie?
I am, yeah.
Nice.
But, like, I've been kind of a low-key Swiftie for a while.
Yeah.
You know, most of my friends don't really know. I don't talk about it with most of them.
But do you know what's funny? Oh. If you were to bring it up, I can guarantee probably 75% of them would be like, oh, my God, me too.
Mm.
You know?
Probably a lot of closet male Swifties out there.
Yeah,
I know a couple dads that are total Swifties.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. She's good vibes, right? Like, I get that why people like her. I mean, obviously, since I like her, too.
Yeah, fun music, good vibes, good messaging, great writing, all the things.
So tell us about the issue. What made you email us for help?
Right. So I wanted to see her during the Eras tour, but I couldn't get tickets, which sucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people,
I know. Join the club.
Yeah, right? So I was like, you know, I mean, I'll see her at some point. And I just found out she was going to be playing a show up in Vancouver, BC.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got tickets. Like, it's a good drive for me, I know. But
you know, I have heard of people flying all over the world for different concerts, for Taylor Swift, for Beyonce, because outside of the U.S., they're often cheaper as well. And, like, you end up spending the same amount of money as you would on a U.S. ticket.
Plus, that'd be fun to be like, we're going to go to Japan to see Taylor and to see Japan.
Yeah. Even still, I'm assuming you still had to spend a lot of money for those tickets, right, Curtis?
Yeah, it wasn't cheap, you know?
Right. No, none of them are.
Okay.
Right.
Well, great. You got tickets then.
Yeah. So,
I thought that would be the emergency. Like, you need us to score you tickets.
Oh, my God. How many people have asked us for
that? I know. By the way, we can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's the best part. That's not the emergency, right?
Okay.
Where does the emergency come in?
So the show's in December, and this is where it's getting into the emergency. My best friend, her name's Angie, she's one of the very few people that knows how obsessed I am with Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Okay.
She is getting married, and she scheduled her wedding for the same day as the concert.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
How could she do that to you?
I
know.
Accidentally a tragedy.
Wait, who scheduled first? You got Taylor Swift first, or she scheduled her wedding first?
Oh, I got Taylor Swift first.
Okay.
And she knew you had tickets?
I told her she knew. But, like, I totally get it, right?
Yeah.
Planning a wedding, like, sometimes you're picking dates, and you're like, this is best for everybody, and it probably slipped her mind.
True, right? She doesn't have it in her calendar, my friend's going to Taylor Swift when she's looking at dates.
Yeah, so that's her fault. She should have that in her calendar. In fact, you should have all of your friends' social obligations written down somewhere.
Just a bad accident,
I know,
right?
That's so bad for you.
It puts
you
in a weird spot.
Well, and it gets worse, because I'm in the wedding party.
Oh,
I was going to say you can't be sick that day and then not. Well, you have to post
Taylor
Swift.
Dude, I feel like at this point she should have run a poll. Like, who in the wedding party is going to see Taylor Swift? I will not hold my wedding on that date.
Mm.
Right. I mean, it's not like the concert's in the same city as the wedding, though. It's not like people are going to go to the same lengths that I am to see her.
That's right. It's like kind of a you problem.
Yeah. Not everybody's as big of a secret Taylor Swift fan as Curtis is.
Or they just got tickets when it was in town.
Yeah.
They got the
first time around.
Oh my
All right, so where are we at now? What do you want to do with your awkward call here?
Well, like I said, the wedding and the concert, they're both in December, and I want to convince her to push her wedding back one day.
What?
Oh my gosh.
You're joking.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, no one can move either dates. They're both, set in stone, right?
No. I mean, they just started planning. You know, it's 8 months away. I think a day is doable.
But the invites already went out.
No. I mean, I just know that because I'm good friends.
Oh, okay. So
that's better.
I still do that. Like, that's a lot of nerve to ask anybody to change their wedding date so that you could see a concert.
Have you talked to her about it at all? Have you told her that you're not going yet?
No, I haven't told her yet. Like,
Okay.
She's still in wedded bliss, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's why I reached out to you guys. I need your help figuring out how to tell her, how to ask her.
We need to confuse her somehow.
I mean, on Curtis's side, between Taylor Swift and his friend Angie, Taylor's not going to move that concert.
No. Right.
We have a much better chance of convincing Angie to change her mind.
Should I ask, like, if Angie doesn't agree to you, will you not go to your best friend's wedding for Taylor Swift?
I mean, I'm going to Taylor Swift.
Oh, no.
You're locked in.
Yeah.
Let's not bring that part up.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've given us a tough assignment, Curtis, and I like it because it means Brooke and Jose have to come up with some really good advice here. When we come back and try to convince your friend to move her wedding date so that you can see Taylor Swift live in concert.
Oh, boy.
Look, it sounds pretty horrible the way you said it, but I definitely...
Okay, well, that's pretty bad, bro. It's the reality of the situation.
He's only asking for one day, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, brides notoriously reasonable when it comes to their wedding, so we'll come back and do it in your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
You know the rules of Awkward Tuesday. One of our listeners asks for help, and no matter how we personally feel about the situation, whether we agree or disagree, we need to swallow that and try our best to assist them.
Yeah. I kind of actually agree with them, though.
Oh. Brooke, he's not talking to you.
You need to swallow that, okay?
Oh, swallow it.
Don't agree or disagree. Just give advice.
Oh. All right.
And today's request... It's a little bit of a doozy, because personally, I feel like there's no chance this is actually going
to
work.
Bro, you're not supposed to say that. Like,
Jeffrey!
That's not my advice, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, you were supposed to swallow the opinion, you just...
I swallowed it, but it came back up.
Our
listener, Curtis, the closet Swiftie, wants to ask his good friend to move her wedding date, because it lands on the same day he is going out of town for a Taylor concert.
Yeah, out of the country, even.
And maybe it wouldn't even be that bad if he wasn't in the bridal party for the wedding.
Oh, you mean be that bad about missing it?
Yeah. So he asked us, how can he convince the bride to push the wedding date so that he can see Tay-Tay?
Mm-hmm.
Brooke, ideas?
Okay. I think this is the only way you're going to get out of this. You have two tickets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your second ticket is her bridal gift.
Oh my God, it is the only way
you can do it.
Oh, Brooke, it's her wedding day. She can't
Yeah, but listen, what you say is like, oh my God, I got you this amazing bridal gift. I wanted you to experience Taylor with me. I had no idea that you were going to plan the wedding on the same day.
This is your
gift. I didn't even know how to tell you.
I like your voice right now, by the way. I had
no idea.
That's good. I like it.
Is the second ticket taken already?
I mean, yeah, but we can figure that out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, that person is out.
Yeah, tell your mom to kick rocks.
Yeah.
Jose, what about you? Do you have any advice for Curtis?
It just sounds like it's not even on her radar. If you just drop a couple hints about Taylor in general, the light bulb will come off. She'll go, oh my God, wait a minute. You're going to the concert.
Just let her come to the own realization.
Because
for people just joining us, he's the one who told her about the concert first.
Yes.
He booked the tickets and she knew all about it. And then she scheduled the wedding date. So maybe she just forgot.
I like Brooke's advice. I hate to say that, but I mean.
Thank you.
I do too.
Curtis, maybe take a little bit of what Brooke said, teensy little bit of what Jose said.
Okay.
We'll be on your side. When we feel like you need a little bit of help, we'll jump in, okay?
Yeah, be prepared to jump in like right at the start.
All right.
He wants Jeff to say hello.
We're ready for it.
I like you.
You got this,
we're
buddy.
Here, bro.
Good luck.
You're going to see Taylor.
I am, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, Angie's secondary to that.
No,
but here
and
we go.
Keep your friendship is the whole point, Jeffrey.
We'll call that goal B. So I'm dialing Angie for you right now. Good luck, my man.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Hey, I didn't recognize your number. That's so weird. I thought I had it saved.
Yeah, it's fine. It's my phone's been doing that lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You should really get that fixed. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, totally. I definitely should.
What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to call you and tell you I'm super excited because you are getting married, and that is so awesome, and I'm so happy for you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Wow.
Oh, my God. You're going to look so great. Like, I'm just thrilled.
Okay. You're going to look great because you're in the bridal party.
I mean, I know.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be so fun.
I know. It really is. But I wanted to tell you something because I've been doing some research. I'm excited about it, so I wanted to make sure your day was like perfect, right?
You are such a sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you. I discovered that you picked the most notoriously rainy day of the year.
Oh. What?
Yeah. Yeah. And here's something I know you don't know. There were actually two tornadoes that happened on that day.
Tornadoes here?
I know. I'm really worried the date might be cursed.
Oh. Cursed?
Yeah.
Curtis, I so appreciate your concerns, but it's kind of ridiculous to think a day is cursed.
I don't know. Two tornadoes? Two tornadoes? That seems like more than a coincidence, you know?
Okay. Is that all you wanted to tell me?
Well, that was kind of the big thrust of it. But the thing is, the day before looks like, celestially speaking, it's pretty auspicious and, like, amazing. So,
wait, Curtis, I'm not getting married. Are you telling me to get married on Friday?
I mean, that's what the stars say. Right?
Oh, honey, I'm not going to get married on a Friday.
Sunday, Sunday looks like it's okay, too.
Sunday? Are you... Curtis, why are you doing this? Or why are you trying to make me change the day of my wedding?
Well... I want it to be as magical as you are,
Can you just tell me what's going on, please, Curtis?
So, maybe you remember that I was excited about seeing Taylor Swift, and as your wedding present, as your, like, bridal gift, I had gotten you, you and I tickets to go see her in Vancouver. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. But the thing is, the show is the same day as your wedding.
No.
It is.
No, because Curtis, we have somewhere to be that day.
Right, we do. We do, Vancouver, and that's the thing.
No. Huh? No. That's the biggest day of my life. You're going to be there.
Because
you're in the party.
Totally one of the biggest days of your life. That makes perfect sense. But forget, this is also a big day for me, probably one of the biggest days of my life.
You are kidding. You've got to be kidding me right now.
You know what? Here's an idea. What if we do your wedding at like 9 a.m.?
Oh.
And you and I can hoof it to Vancouver and catch the show that night.
Awkward.
Oh, my
God.
What was that?
Curtis.
What was that?
You are so bold. Angie, hey.
Happy wedding, girl.
Curtis, yeah. Who are the people?
The people are a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Yeah.
And we're helping Curtis try to navigate this sticky situation he's gotten himself into.
Oh, man. It's gotten worse.
But wait, listen to what he did for you. Did you hear that? He got you a ticket to see Taylor Swift as your bridal gift.
That's like a $100,000 gift.
This is on my wedding day. You do realize that that's the only day that I can't go.
Okay. He bought the tickets before he knew when your wedding day was.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you be willing to get married in the crowd of a Taylor Swift concert?
Oh, my God. That would go so viral.
Actually, it would.
Taylor would
She'd
probably bring you up on stage for
it. That'd be so expensive.
You're a genius, Jose.
No,
just
I'm
own
not
it.
A genius.
I love it.
I mean, I only have two tickets. I don't even have a third one for the groom.
Groom doesn't need to be there.
Nobody needs a groom. This is my groom is outside.
Yeah. Guys.
Just FaceTime him.
Oh, there you go.
I think it's so
many. Everybody, this is my wedding, and nobody gets to decide but me.
Yeah, she's right.
Look, Angie, the whole reason that we want to call you and help Curtis with this is because your wedding does actually mean a lot to him.
Yes, he's so conflicted.
You're one of the few people in his life who knows about his Taylor Swift obsession, and he's been waiting like a whole year just to get the chance to see her. The fact that the two dates coincide with each other is pretty devastating to him.
Crushing.
Okay. All right. Oh. I'm not going to hold you back from going to see the concert.
Oh, this is sad. Okay.
I am going to release you from your bridal party.
You sound upset.
Responsibilities.
Oh. Don't believe it. My friend said this, and I had to be there. They released you for being a bridesmaid, but you still had to show up.
They're all still mad, huh?
Wait, you couldn't move the date? I mean, we heard the invitations haven't gone out yet.
Yeah.
I know it's a lot to ask, but...
No, I'm not moving the date. But Curtis, I love you, and I'm gonna release you from your obligation.
Oh no, that feels awful.
I know it doesn't feel perfect.
Yeah, I don't
but
like that.
No,
Curtis...
that feels like when your parents say we're just disappointed.
Yeah, I'm like, no, yell at me, please.
Curtis, you got what you wanted. You get to go to see Taylor.
Yeah, but I can tell she's mad. And...
Yeah, she is.
It's gonna be tainted now.
Well, who
it's gonna be a tainted heiress tour.
You know what? You know what Taylor would do in this situation?
Right.
She would go to the wedding, and I, as much as I want to go do this, you're more important to me than she is.
Aww.
And I want to be at the wedding.
You're going to ditch the Taylor concert?
I don't see any other way out of it.
Oh my God. Angie, look at that.
Oh, what a good friend.
You mean so much to Curtis.
Yeah.
He's blowing off Taylor Swift to be with you.
I'm happy because I need him there. I need him at my wedding.
Aww. See, I told you it was a trap.
Got him again.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.